Wednesday, March 8th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. On the grains, the U.S. dollar is trading 3.11 real. Brazilian farmers do not like that exchange rate. They want something closer to 4 to 1. That is suppressing selling interest, but they have limited storage, and the size of their crop will eventually force some sales. Typically, the commercials own such a large portion of South American crops at this time that the CBOT market typically rallies during harvest, while commercials milk the basis just like they do here. The average trade guesses for ending stocks in Thursday's balance sheet updates are 418 million bushels of soybeans, 2.317 billion bushels of corn, and 1.135 billion bushels of wheat. All of these lose a few million bushels less than the February report. There's an opportunity for better carryover numbers if USDA boosts its export forecast. The large South American crop did not deter China from continuing to originate stocks here. A lot of the current export forecast has been used up in soybeans. The corn balance sheet should get some help from the ethanol crush. The renewable fuel standard RIN point of origin debate has not been settled like Governor Branstad and Senator Grassley appear to suggest. There's no executive order yet, but they're still working on what would look like one. And Carl Icahn is pushing hard, believing that he can convince Trump to make the change, shifting the RIN obligation from refiners to retailers. Both sides are expressing equal confidence that they will win the outcome of the debate on the RIN point of obligation. I think that there's a good chance that Branstad and Grassley will wuss out like Bob Dineen did if Trump sides with Icahn. Icahn is tight with Trump, and that will carry persuasive weight. They'll end up offering something in trade that the biofuel industry should have had regardless to accept the change in the point of obligation. I would give the edge to Icahn. I've listed a number of ways that I believe that the Trump administration would go after ethanol. One of them was to roll back federal fuel economy requirements. Guess what? They are moving to roll back federal fuel economy requirements. High mileage requirements as now set require octane, and ethanol is the cheapest source of octane on the market, and high compression engines needed to meet fuel standards as proposed run best on ethanol. When they roll the fuel economy standards back, they roll back future ethanol demand simultaneously. Better start keeping a list as to all the ways these guys are going to both benefit and screw the ag sector. Make sure you have plenty of paper. I believe that in an array of issues such as immigrant labor, trade, and biofuel, it will total up so at the end, after adding and subtracting, we'll come up short. They'll lower our tax rate and then hurt us with a border tax that will impact agriculture, so we have less income to pay tax on. There was pressure on both corn and soybean markets from rising South American production forecasts ahead of the USDA report on Thursday. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The lack of an ag secretary is already being missed and lamented in ag circles. The American Farm Bureau Federation says that it goes deeper than that. Even when there is a secretary, the accompanying personnel is skin deep. The American Farm Bureau Senior Congressional Relations Director says that when she called the USDA, she normally has an official on the phone in 10 minutes, and now there is literally no one there. They still have not scheduled confirmation hearings for lack of paperwork from the administration. Some billionaire appointees had to jump through very complicated hoops to clear conflicts of interest, but I'm surprised at how slow this has gone for Sonny Perdue. There was internal renewable fuel standard debates in the Obama administration, and I was not always happy with the choices that were made. But it would have been worse had Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack not been there to advocate for the biofuel industry with the EPA. Right now, the anti-ethanol Trump appointees are all in place, and there's no counterbalance within the administration. Trump ethanol supporters believe that at some point Trump will intervene, but I don't know when that is. Haven't seen it yet. The Branstads both got rewarded with jobs by Trump, and neither they nor the GOP representatives will really challenge Trump, nor have I heard them advocate for the industry as aggressively as the opposition is challenging it. Perdue is no ethanol proponent. Farm bill advocates are pleading hard times for the ag sector as a reason to maintain ag spending. Good luck with that. It plays against the general trend of more defense spending taken from discretionary spending. It is unrealistic to expect the Farm Bill will get a pass on these cuts. If Trump is going to spend billions of dollars on new swords, there will be much less spent on plowshares. Farm Bill spending will go to the military. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.